Rabbi such a drosha, his son Cain, Tzipa Lemutei, Oif Tamlu. Why do we have to have the word Tzipa then to make Oif Tamlu? So we learn from over here, there has to be something you could eat. For a time we learned, in Eim Efroichim Treifo Chai Bishluach. So if the mother is a Treifi Chai Bishluach, some rabbi, a person has to come now. Efroich, if you have the Efroich, Shimon Treifo, the Havim mean it was that the birds are a Treifo, still there's a Mitzvah Shluach. So Abaye says, no, I'm Abaye, this is what I mean to say. Efroich, the kids, or the chicks, Shimon Treifo, the mother was a Treifo, Chai Bishluach. That since the kids though are edible, so it's still called tikach lechom. Therefore, even though the mother's a treifa, still there's a mitzvah shiluach hakan. Boy, Rabbi Shia, hoishit yodei lekan. Let's see, a stuck your hand out to lekan to the nest. V'shachat miyat simonim, and you shechted not two simonim, but less than two simonim. Ma what's the rocha? Do you have to send away the mother now or not? Miyam minudu we say kivun diulashav v'glu. Since you believe the bird low now, mitzvah for become a treifa. So vino lechov lelukovecha, take it for yourself, not for your klovin. Or then maybe no. Kivon deviyod lemigma shchito tika chol karina bevechay b'shluach teiku. So here's talking about you put your hands in the can and you want to shech the chicks now, not the mother. So then you took one of the chickens there in the can and you made a shchito on miyitzimonim. So that's the shalom. You're allowed to finish the shchito, or do we say no? That since right now you could take it for yourself. There's a mitzvah shluach hakayin. You'll have to send away the mother first, and you can't finish the shchita. Take it, that'll be a good taker. Boy, Rabbi Yemiya, matlis mau shetochitz bichnofel. So again, the mother says, boy, Rabbi Yemiya, matlis mau shetochitz. Let's say you have a matlis like a cloth over the eggs, and on top of that is the mother. So that called the chatzitza that there should not be a mitzvah shluach hakayin. Or maybe no, still it's called the mother on top of the eggs. There's a mitzvah first to send away the mother before you take the eggs. Let's say you have loose feathers over the eggs, in between the mother and the eggs. Is that called the chatzitza? Beitza mizoros means old eggs, they're not going to hatch anymore. There's no mitzvah shluach hakayin anymore. Listen, so you're not mechayev shluach hakayin, mau, is that a chatzitza? Shnei sidrei beitzim, zu agav, zu mau. What's going to be if two rows of eggs, one on top of another? So can you take the bottom row of eggs or not? Zocher agabe beitzim, when the cave agabe zocher mau. You have a male on top of the eggs and a female on top of the zocher mau. What's the luck? Is that going to be a chatzitza or not? Take all these shells remain to take them. Boy, Reb Zera, yoino al beitzei totzil. Mau, what's going to be the luck? What's the shell of a yoino pigeon on top of the eggs of a totzil? Rashi said it's an oiftor, and it's like a yoino. Mau, what's the luck? Or else, totzel, the opposite way. The bird of totzel is al beitze yayin amau. What's the lucky? You chayv shnuch a kananat. Om Rabbi Yitzhar Shema says, oif tome roibitz al beitze yayin tor, vitor roibitz al beitze tor tome. Is potter. That's why potter mishaluach. Because it's a tome yayin a tor. Mashmo ha tor vitor, both that tor, the mother and the eggs, even though they're different minim, still chayv. So, chori mashmo yuad, do it as a chayv shnuch a kan, even though they're different minim. There's no dilma bekoiro. Rashi, Dilma ha de toni v'tor v'tor, chayi b'kura nekeva. De minhag v'kach, that's its minig. Omoy de v'kura nekeva, filu eina beitzim shaloka. Come on, that's a derech in the gadol somebody else's eggs. Maybe there you be chayiv. Here, it's not a derech for the yoyna to be megadol the eggs of a totzil, maybe there won't be a mitzvah shaloach, or maybe yes, that's a teiku. Talimor says, like I said, Mishnah, kura is zocher. We have this cur with this bird that's a male, as a derech for it to go on top of eggs. So Rav Lezer mechayi and chom poitrim. Omer Rav Avua, my time. What's the reason of Rav Lezer hold yichayi? By the course, not a female. Astia the gira. Learns out from gira. The gira ksiv hok. It says over here, kura dagar v'lo yulat ksiv hosam v'boka v'dogro v'tzila. Smashma, it's a minig for it to sit on other eggs. Therefore, it should be maybe chayiv. Some Rav Lozer, machloikis b'kura zocher, zonei machloikis by kura female, kura bird. Aber b'kura nekeva, divraki yichai, is more pshita kura zocher, that's also mishta kura zocher. Mother, I would have thought to say Rabbonin, afilu kura nekeva, nami patri, they're also a gipota. Vodik toni zocher, says zocher, dicha koichad, Rav Lozer, the Rav Lozer, all you my zocher, is also a spota, kamashmila no, that the machloikis is only by zocher. But when a kev, everybody holds yichai. Vom Rav Lozer, machloikis b'kura zocher, Aber der Zocher, die Yalmen, ja, der Zocher, die Rakel Porte, Pshit, der Kerr, Zocher, Tanan. Mado, Tamer, Bloza, für den Zocher, die Yalmen, Amir, Chaim, ist also. I, why is the Mishnah Sebet only Kerr, Zocher, die Rakeich, und Rabonen, Kamash, Mulan. Tanan, aber Gulam, der Sultan, die Namir, Choso, die Yalma, Zocher, die Yalma, Porte, everybody holds a regular male bird of Adis Porte, Pshluch, Akan. A Kerr, Zocher, Bloza, Mechav, Chom, Porte, Mson, is Pashto, Machoikis, by Kerr, Zocher. Here's the Machoikis. But all the birds in everybody would agree that a zocher would be potter for the mitzvah of shluach hakan.
Yeah, let me show like this. Hoiso mufefes. Let's say the mother was like flying on top of the nest, not sitting, but a little bit flying on top of it or moving on top of it. So it depends. Bizman shekinofen noigus bekan. If its wings are touching the nest, then chayav l'shaleach. Then there's a mitzvah. You have to send away the mother. You can't just take the eggs. You have to first send away the mother. But ein kinofen noigus bekan, let's say the wings are not touching the kan, the mother was just flying right on top of the nest, but she's not actually touching the nest, then you're allowed to go and just sneak out the eggs underneath without sending away the mother. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now ein shomela frechech, let's say there's only one chick in the nest, or beitzech, there's only one egg there, still, chayav l'shaleach, you're not going to take away the egg or the chick, you have to first send away the mother. Shneimer, the pasuk says, kan kan b'dashim mikol makom. Mashmah, any type of a nest, even though it only has one, still there's a mitzvah of shluach kan. What's going to be, hoyu shom efreichim mafreichim? Let's say inside the nest, there were these birds, chickens, chicks, that could fly, they could fly themselves. Or else, oy beitzim mozoris, or else you had old eggs there that can't hatch anymore. So locher is then potem al shleich, even though the mother is on top of them, you rather take them away without sending away the mother. Shinemagot, the pasuk says, for your aim roivetes al efreichim, that the mother has to be sitting on top of the efreichim, top of the chicks, or al habeitzim, or on top of the eggs. So dar shinma efreichim, just like the chicken, the chicks inside, means b'nei kayoma, they could live, af habeitzim b'nei kayoma, it has to be eggs also that could hatch, that could live like Yotzu Muzoros, but if they're older eggs they can't hatch anymore, that their potter, there's no mitzvah shluch hakan. The same thing with Maha Beitzim, just like the eggs. Srichim Limon, they have to be by their mother, they need the mother to bring them up, to sit on them, to hatch them. Afefrechim, the same thing, the chicks also. Only chick, the only chayv shluach by Srichim Limon, if they still need the mother. Yotzu Mafrichim, but in the case where they fly, where they could fly themselves, they don't need the mother, then there's no more mitzvah shluach hakan. Then you let it take them away, even though the mother's still on top of them. And there's a ton of rabbis, not like this. The pasuk says, roi vetzes, if the mother is sitting on top of the eggs, so dashing v'loy mefefes, and not if she's just flying on top. Yochel, I would have thought to say, if so, afilu kenafir noigus pekan, even if the feathers, her wings, are touching the nest, also, that part of shluach hakan. On this Talmud, no, the Pasuk comes to teach us, no, it says Revetus. It says the word that it's sitting. If so, my Talmud, how do we know this from? Midu loik siv yoshevis, since it doesn't say the word yoshevis, it says the word Revetus, so it's mashma not only sitting, even if it's a little bit on top. As long as it's touching it, it lost la v'chiv, shluch hakan. Om Rav Yudam Arav, hoysa yoshevis bein shnei roiv de ilon. Let's say what the mother, or else the Yosheves ben Shnei Roiv the Ilon, which is about Beitzim Tachtel, Avol Vanofin Soimchon Umagbiin Oiso Biavir. Like the mother now is on top, so you have, let's say, the nest. You know, let's say the mother, it was sitting like upon, like on top of two branches of a tree, and the eggs now are right underneath it, but she's not really touching the nest. So what's going to be the locker over here? So Yosheva, she was sitting bein shnei roiv de ilon, between two branches of the tree. So roiv, we have to see. Kol shim tishomet, if they would take away this branch, nefel asaleim, she would just fall right on the top of the eggs. So chayav l'shaleach, that's also considered like she's on top of the eggs, and there'll be a mitzvah shluach hakan. But v'im lav, even if we take away the branches, she wouldn't fall down right on top of them. So then we say, potter, you potter from shluach hakan. Meisva, I have a question. Hoyso yosheves b'neihem. If she was sitting between them, totem olashleich. If she's sitting in between, Rashi says, beitzim kan. There's an egg on this side, egg on this side, and she's sitting in them in between. So it says, yipotem olashleich. What's going to be al gabein if the mother is sitting on top of them? Chayev olashleich. Then that's the yikimitz shluch kan if the mother's on top of the eggs. What's going to be hoyso moifefes? Let's say she was flying a little bit. Afilu kinofer noigis bekan. Even though her wings are touching the nest, the potem l'shleich, you're potem from sending it away. So now, my love doesn't mean to say al gabeyim on top of them, doing it the b'neim, just like in between them. That ma b'neim, even though in between them, the noga behu, that the mother's touching them, still you're potem, af al gabeyim, even on top of them, also the noga behu, you're touching them. And so it says Allah here, al gabeyim is chayv l'shleich. Only because you're touching the eggs. I've arrived the Elon, let's say the mother's on top of two branches, that she's not really touching the eggs, and it's not potter, then you're potter m'lashleich. So Mara says, let us not have shot. I'll tell you, I'll gabehen, doom you the b'neim. That on top of them is just like in between them. I'll gabehen is doom you the b'neim. That ma'bin is just like in between them. The le'nogo, Alayu, no, in the case where the mother's in between the two eggs, she's not touching either one of them. And we're on top that Yechayiv, even though she's not touching them. And behind her, what's the case? Rav the Elon could be in such a case where the mother's on top of two branches, and the eggs are right underneath it, there's also mitzvah shlucha kan. The Mor says, how can I there's also the sword this way? Because otherwise, the Sagadayit, you can tell me a thing, the Sagadaytuch, that Rav the Elon popped in the case where the mother's on top of the two branches, that you put her, if so, other Tony was, we have to learn, hois moifefes, that she was flying, afilu kenafe, noigis pekan potter, milishaleach, what do you have to say that for she's potter, list me say a big chiddish, that roiv the Elon, even the case where she's just on top of the branches, that you potter, for kol shechein moifefes, and avada if she's flying on top, that you potter, see if when she's on top, you potter, should have said that better. Versus says no, could be no. My fefa sits over the big chiddush where she's a little bit flying on top, moving around the top of them. Because the chiddush is could be the afilu kenefe loigus pekan, even though the wings are touching the nest, could be still yipotem mashal mishalayach. So that's why it says my fefa. But maybe you are din where the mother's on top of the two branches also she's potter. So Versus says if so, I takash the mishnah. I brought nan to nan. We learned in our Mishnah that bizman shekinafen loigus pekan, when the wings are touching the nest, then yes, chayv l'shleich, there is a mitzvah shluch akan. So when it says on Rabbi Yirmiyo, kikatoni masivon, we learned in our Mishnah, b'nageya min atzad, where she's touching from the side, she's touching from the tzad, that's when you chayv l'shluch akan. May the brice says, we touch the side, and then taki yipota. Our Mishnah says, we're touching right on top of it, Nechnami, then tak yichayv in shluch akan. Yeah. Even antenan, there's much of it, that we can't shayv shluch akan, b'yimah, because then you must be some negative begin tzad. Ika di army something like this. Let me bring a proof. Let me messiah that it says, hoi se yeshev is b'neim. If the mother was sitting in between the two eggs, potem ala shalayach. Mashma al gabayim chayv shalayach. That the mother's on top of them, there is a chiv. Hoysa moifefes, if she's flying on top, afilu kenafen nagas, but can still potem mishalech. That's what the Brisa says. Now, my love doesn't mean to say, al gabeim on top of them, dum yid b'neim, just like on the side of them. Ma b'neim, just like on the side of them, leinogu alayu, that the mother's not touching them, is af al gabeim, like yichayiv, even the case of leinogu alayu, where the mother's not touching the eggs. How is that? V'hainu roiv de ilon. That's in the case where you're between the branches. So what's around between the branches also, Yechayiv and Shluch HaKan. So must look, but it's not the pshat. I'll tell you, I'll gabay on top of them, do me the b'neim, just like in between them. Ma b'neim, just like in between them. The nogabu, that you're touching them, afal gabay on top, also the nogabu, could be when you're touching them. That's when Yechayiv and Shluch HaKan. Avaroy d'ilum, on top of two branches, could be potter. So I'll say, Yehoch, if so, add the toni, say, what does I have to say? Hoysa, my fefus, is flying on top. If you look in the fenugas pekan that you put, then why does the Brice have to say that? Listeners should have said a digger chiddush. Listeners should have said, Roy of the Elon, even the case where the mud's on top of two branches.